VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Poll results begin pouring in late Tuesday in the tight presidential contest between Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump. Trump won his home state of Florida and its 30 electoral votes, along with several other traditionally Republican states in early returns. He was also declared the winner of the key battleground state of North Carolina. As expected, Harris won several smaller states along the East Coast, plus her home state of California and the neighboring western state of Washington. But the race will come down to a handful of so-called battleground states, including Pennsylvania and Michigan, which contain enough electoral votes that could give either candidate the necessary 270 votes to win the Electoral College and the presidency. Abortion was a major issue in the 2024 elections, with several states voting on measures to enshrine abortion rights into law. But a referendum in Florida failed to achieve the necessary votes for approval. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
Florida voters have rejected an abortion rights amendment and are keeping in place Governor Ron DeSantis's six-week ban. The initiative failed to get the 60% threshold required. The measure faced an uphill battle in the deeply red state, where former President Donald Trump, a Florida resident, said during the campaign he would vote against the measure. About one-fourth of voters have said abortion policy was the single most important factor for their vote. That's according to AP VoteCast, a sweeping survey of more than 110,000 voters nationwide. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Election day voting was largely smooth across the nation, but the process was marred by multiple bomb threats in polling locations in several states, including parts of the battleground states of Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. This is VOA News. The threats were reported throughout the day at polling locations near Georgia's capital city, Atlanta, all with large numbers of Democratic voters. Police Chief Wade Yates of Fulton County, Georgia, told reporters the threats were being investigated.
We don't know where the threats came from at this point, and it is an active investigation, but we do intend on doing our best to locate who made the threats and prosecute them fully.
The FBI said it was aware of multiple non-credible bomb threats to polling locations and said many of them appear to originate from Russian email domains. Helping reduce issues on Election Day was the fact that tens of millions of Americans had cast their ballots during the early voting period. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, on Tuesday, saying he had no trust in him over the management of Israel's ongoing military operations. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener has more.
In a video, Netanyahu said differences between him and Yoav Gallant affected management of the war and crept into public. He said their enemies were aware of and enjoyed the disagreements. Gallant, in a brief statement posted on X, said, quote, "The security of the State of Israel was and will always remain the mission of my life." He became a key figure in Netanyahu's war cabinet following the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel by Hamas-led militants from the Gaza Strip. The army and Gallant have long favored reaching a deal to end the fighting and bring home scores of hostages held by Hamas. Gallant said the war lacked clear direction, while Netanyahu reiterated that fighting could not cease until Hamas was wiped out as a governing entity and military force in Gaza.
That was Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that more than 100 patients, including children suffering from traumatic injuries and chronic diseases, will be evacuated from Gaza on Wednesday in a rare transfer out of the war-ravaged enclave. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a video briefing from Gaza, WHO representative for the occupied Palestinian territories, Dr. Rick Pieperkorn, said the agency was going to take about 113 patients from all across the territory through the Kerem Shalom crossing. He said most would be flown to the United Arab Emirates for treatment, with some going to Romania. But Pieperkorn said this medevac situation is inadequate. He said there are about 12,000 to 14,000 patients in Gaza who need to be medically evacuated.
We cannot continue the way we do now. We need medical corridors, and the first medical corridors we have repeatedly requested to be restored is the traditional referral pathway from Gaza to East Jerusalem and the West Bank, and the hospitals there are ready.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green.